is my guide, Attar is my guide. By the grace of Allah, Attar is my guide. My Murshid has changed millions of lives. The prophetic Sunnah, he is revived. The leader of the Sunnis, he is our pride. By the grace of Allah, Attar is my guide.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear Islamic brothers, dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, welcome back to another beautiful episode of the Silsila Discourses of Attar. At the beginning of this silsila, please make as many good intentions as you possibly can to gain maximum rewards. Try to make good intentions. For example, I will listen to the silsila for the pleasure of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. I will note down the important points and try to practice upon them in my life. I will try to encourage them to my children, my spouse, my family, my friends, my society. In this manner, whichever good intentions you can think of, make them now, inshallah ta'ala, you will gain more rewards, inshallah azza wa jal. There are many, many benefits for us in the recitation of salawat and durood upon Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. One beautiful hadith with the reference of Al-Qawlul Badi', the summary of which is that Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has stated, that person who recites durood, salawat or salutations upon me, 50 times daily, 50 times daily, I will shake hands with him on the day of judgment. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salatan wa salaman alayka ya Rasulullah. Who does not want to shake the blessed hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Here is one way. Let us try to practice upon this, inshallah ta'ala. We will see the fruits of this, inshallah azza wa jal. Dear Islamic brothers, dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, to do dhulm on people, to oppress people, is a great violation of hukukul ibad, a great violation of human rights. Similarly, not to help those who are oppressed, despite having the ability to do so, is also a crime. The great Sahabi, Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma, has reported that our master Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, Allah azza wa jal said, I swear by my honor and magnificence, I will surely avenge the cruel sooner or later. And I will also avenge the one who does not help the oppressed despite having the ability to do so. Therefore, we have realized that the one who does not help the oppressed, besides having the ability to do so, is a sinner. But one who is not capable to help those who are oppressed is not a sinner. As Mufti Muhammad Sharif al-Haq Amjadi alayhi rahmatullah al-Qawi has mentioned, he says, remember, to help a Muslim is sometimes farud, sometimes wajib, and sometimes mustahab, depending upon the condition of the helper. Allama Abu Yusuf Muhammad Sharif Kotalwi alayhi rahmatullah al-Qawi has stated in his beautiful book Akhlaqus Salihin that Abu Maysarah rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi said, flames were erupting from a grave and the deceased person was being punished. The deceased person asked the angels, why do you beat me? The angels replied, once an oppressed person asked you for help, but you did not help him. And once you offered salah without performing wudu. Tubu ilallah, astaghfirullah, sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear Islamic brothers, dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, this was about The one who does not help the oppressed person, though he has the ability to do so, then how the cruel person would be dealt with? That person who is zalim, that person who himself is the oppressor, what will happen to him? Thus, we must realize that the oppressed must be assisted out of the maximum extent according to our ability in order for us to earn rewards. Our pious saints, rahimahumullah ta'ala, they would remain worried about the afflictions of fellow Muslims. Try to imagine, try to realize from the incident mentioned in Kimiya As-Sa'adat that people once saw Sayyidina Fudail bin Ayaz, rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi, crying. When they asked the reason, he replied, "I am crying for those Muslims who have oppressed me, and when on the day of judgment they will be asked as to why they had oppressed, none of the excuses will be accepted and they will be insulted and disgraced." Once a person stole money from one of our pious saints, rahimahullah ta'ala. That saint, rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi, started to cry. When people showed sympathy, he said, "I am not crying because my money was stolen. Instead, I am crying for the thief, that he will be convicted on the day of judgment. And at that moment, he won't have any excuse." What a great insult he would suffer at that time. Let me inform you of the torment of robbery. Abu Layth Samarqandi, alayhi rahmatullahi al-qawi, has narrated in Qurratul Uyun, "One who stole even a little amount of somebody's money will come stringing it as a necklace of fire around his neck on the day of judgment. And the one who ate from even a little haram earnings, fire will be ignited in his stomach and he will scream with such a terrifying sound that the people resurrecting from their graves, they will shiver until whatever Allah Azza wa Jal decides in front of the people." Dear Islamic brothers, dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, this topic under discussion was to remain sympathetic towards Muslims. Our saints, rahimahumullah ta'ala, they would display compassion for Muslims. Considering the torment, the adab and punishment that people would suffer due to their sins, our saints, rahimahumullah ta'ala, would feel sympathy and sorrow for them and would struggle to do their islah, to reform them. We should also take care of our Islamic brothers and strive to reform them by making constant efforts. Islamic brothers making efforts on Islamic brothers and Islamic sisters on Islamic sisters. The tactic, the strategy of a doctor bears many lessons for us. If the patient is reluctant towards the doctor due to the pain of the injection or because the medicine is too bitter, even then, the doctor does not hate that patient. Instead, he treats that patient with kindness. So, if a sinner, that is a patient who is suffering from spiritual diseases of sins, makes fun of us or treats us badly, we should not give up. Instead, we should continue his treatment. If we continue our struggle and influence sinners to travel with the Madani Qafilas of Dawud Islami, then these sinners will surely be cured from the disease of sins, insha'Allah Azza wa Jal. Remember, among the rights of fellow beings, the foremost are the rights of one's parents. To learn their rights, listen to a beautiful bayan, a beautiful speech of Shaykh al-Tariqat Amir Ahl-Sunnat, Daman Barakatuhum al-Aliyah, called "Ma Bab Ko Satana Haram Hai," released by Maktabatul Madina, and the VCD "Ma Bab Ke Huquq" of Nigran-e-Shura. Similarly, the rights of children, the rights of husband and wife, the rights of relatives, neighbors, etc. are more important than the rights of other people. It's impossible to learn all these rights from whatever we are learning today. Therefore, for this purpose, try to obtain the relevant books which are available from Maktabatul Madina, also downloadable from the website of Dawood Islamic, www.dawoodislami.net, or read online. Try to travel. All Islamic brothers are requested. Please try to travel with the Sunnah-inspiring Madani Qafilas of Dawood Islami, along with the information about human rights, inshaAllah Azza wa Jal. The spirit of being meticulous and careful will also be ignited in us. If one becomes vigilant, inshaAllah Azza wa Jal, the path towards Jannah will become easy for him, inshaAllah Azza wa Jal. Those who annoy Muslims, those who hurt their feelings, who call their names in very bad ways, who taunt or mock them, those who mock them and make fun of them, they should fear Allah Azza wa Jal. Listen carefully. Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal has stated in chapter 26, Surah Al-Hujurat, verse 11. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا يسخر قوم من قوم عسى أن يكونوا خيرا منهم عسى أن يكونوا خيرا منهم ولا نساء من نساء عسى أن يكن خيرا منهن ولا تلمزوا أنفسكم ولا تنابزوا بالألقاب بئس الاسم الفسوق بعد الإيمان ومن لم يتب فأولئك هم الظالمون. Translation from Kanzul Iman. O people who believe, men must not mock other men, for it could be that those who are mocked are better than the mockers. Nor must the woman mock other women, for the mocked woman may be better than the mockers. And do not insult one another, nor assign evil nicknames. How base it is to be called a sinner after being a Muslim. And whoever does not repent, then it is they who are the unjust. Dear Islamic brothers, dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, to laugh at somebody's poverty, his lineage, or physical imperfections is a sin. Similarly, to call a person with a name that is not considered good in society is also a sin. We cannot call somebody a dog, or donkey, or pig, etc. Likewise, though one has an imperfection in him, perhaps, we still cannot call him with this defect. For example, O blind one, O tall one, etc. But it is allowed to refer to a person with his imperfection if the intention is just to identify him when necessary. The glorious Quran has declared them as fasiq, as transgressors, those who laugh at other people, call them with bad names that is not considered good in a society, and make fun of them. Those who don't repent and make tawbah in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal from this bad act have been declared as cruel by the glorious Quran. O those who make fun of others, listen carefully. Whenever you feel a desire to make fun of others, first concentrate, pay attention on this beautiful saying of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam on the day of judgment. For the one who used to make fun of people, a door of Jannah, a door of paradise will be opened and he will be called to come. He will then move towards it in a state of grief and distress. But as soon as he approaches it, the door will be shut. The door will be closed. Then another door of Jannah, another door of paradise will be opened and he will be called towards it. Therefore again, he will move towards it in a state of grief and distress, but that door also will be shut. He will be treated in such a manner until he won't go, when the door will be opened and the call will be let out. Dear Islamic brothers, dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, fear Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. Ask for His forgiveness. Also, in the case of violation of human rights of huququl ibad, only seeking forgiveness from Allah Azza wa Jal is insufficient. It is not enough. The violated rights will have to be also compensated for. For example, if a financial right was violated, that money must also be paid. If somebody's feelings were hurt, that person must be sought forgiveness from. Ask forgiveness from all those whom you have made fun of, that you have called with bad nicknames or titles, that you have taunted or mocked, or stared at them in a very bad way that hurt their feelings, or frightened and abused, or beat them up. Those who you have disrespected. To sum up, seek forgiveness from all those whom you have caused hurt and pain according to the Sharia, the Islamic secret law. If you refrain from seeking forgiveness from a person considering that it will cause damage to your dignity, that dignity in that person's eyes, then please think again. What will happen on the day of judgment? That same person, he will take your good deeds and you are made accountable for his sins. I swear by Allah Azza wa Jal that your dignity will be truly lost at that time, and regretfully, none of your friends, your brothers, your relatives will be there to help you. Hurry up now. Now is the time. By sitting at the feet of your parents, by entreating and asking your relatives for forgiveness, by falling at the feet of your subordinates, those who are under you, reconcile with your Islamic brothers and friends. By humiliating and disgracing yourself in front of them, seek forgiveness today in this world so that you may win respect in the hereafter. The beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has stated, "Man tawadaa lillahi rafa'ahu Allah." The one who shows humility for Allah Azza wa Jal, Allah Azza wa Jal honors him with glory. O people, seek forgiveness from each other and forgive each other. For that person who is more popular, there are more chances of him violating people's rights. A large number of people are affiliated with Dawud Islami. Our Shaykh al-Tariqat, Amir Ahl-Sunnat, Hazrat Allama Mawlana Abu Bilal, Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri, Razwi Ziyai, Dawud Barakatuhum Al-Aliyah, says, "I might have hurt the feelings of a number of people. I humbly request you, that if I hurt somebody physically, financially, somebody's reputation, either he take revenge from me or he forgive me." Bapajan further says, "If I am liable to pay somebody's debt, he may surely take it from me. And if he does not want to settle it, he is requested to forgive me." Bapajan says, "I cancel my personal money that people owe to me." And Bapajan makes dua, "O Allah Azza wa Jal, please do not give azab and punishment to any Muslim for my cause. I forgive the violation of my rights in the past as well as in the future by any Muslim. Whether somebody has hurt my feelings in the past or the future, or has beaten me in the past or will beat me in the future, or has attempted to take my life in the past or will make such an attempt in the future, or even the one who will succeed in such an attempt and assassinate me." Bapajan further says, "I affirm that I forgive all the Muslims for the violation of my rights." And he makes dua, "O Allah Azza wa Jal, I represent myself as a humble person. So please forgive all my sins of the past and the future and forgive me without accountability of my deeds." The one who has owed a debt must repay it. And he should seek forgiveness if there was any delay. To all those whom you have bribed or robbed, it is necessary to return their valuables or ask them to provide a temporary respite for you or forgive you for everything that you have been liable for. Also seek forgiveness for any inconvenience that you have caused to them. If that particular person has died or his inheritors, they should be contacted and paid. If there are no inheritors, then give an equal amount in sadaqah, in charity. If one has illegally usurped people's possessions, but does not remember the individuals who are the victims, even then, he should donate an equal amount as charity. That is, he should give it to the masakeen, those who are destitute, according to the sharia. If the sufferer demands his rights, even after one has donated an equal amount in charity, then you are bound to pay him as well. Sayyidina Anas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu has said, once Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was present there. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam smiled. Sayyidina Umar al-Faruq al-Azam radiyallahu ta'ala anhu asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, may my parents be sacrificed for you. Why did you smile? Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam replied, two of my ummati's believers will fall in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. One will appeal, oh Allah Azza wa Jal, give me justice. He had oppressed me. Allah Azza wa Jal will say to this person, now what shall this poor person do? He does not have any good deeds left with him. The person who complains will say, transfer my sins into his account. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam then started weeping after this statement and said, that day will be very important, since on that day everybody will be in need to reduce his burden. Allah Azza wa Jal will say to the person who complains, look at what is in front of you. He will reply, O Rabb Azza wa Jal, I can see large cities and huge palaces of gold that have been decorated with pearls. For which prophet, or siddiq, or shaheed, or martyr are these for? These beautiful cities and palaces. Allah Azza wa Jal will reply, these are for the one who would pay their price. The complainant, the plaintiff, he will ask, who can pay their price? Allah Azza wa Jal will reply, you can pay for them. He will ask, how can I? Allah Azza wa Jal will reply, by forgiving your brother for the rights that he has violated. The plaintiff, the person who complained, he will say, O Allah Azza wa Jal, I forgive all my rights. Allah Azza wa Jal will then say, hold your brother's hand and both of you enter paradise together. Then the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, fear Allah Azza wa Jal and reconcile among the people, because on the Day of Judgment, Allah Azza wa Jal will also arrange reconciliation among the Muslims. Dear Islamic brothers, dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, have you seen the importance of reconciliation, especially with Muslims, among Muslims? Look at the rewards. May Allah Azza wa Jal, for the sake of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, grant us the true understanding of deen. Grant us the opportunity, the enthusiasm to practice upon this beautiful deen of Islam. And may we not violate human rights. May we not oppress others. May we not become oppressors nor be oppressed. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyil Ameen. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Attar is my guide. Attar is my guide. By the grace of Allah, Attar is my guide. My murshid has changed millions of lives. The prophetic sunnah, he is revived. The leader of the Sunnis, he is our pride. By the grace of Allah, Attar is my guide.